Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Surak is our guest, certified financial planner, author of If Your Money Talked, and the new book coming out this year, The American Dream Revisited. Gary, I'm going to ask you about that book in just a few minutes, but first, I want you to give us some more financial advice. We're into the new year. We haven't finished our taxes for last year. Most of us haven't. Probably no small business owners have. I can't imagine anybody would is with a small business. Mine won't be. I'll file mine in the last minute, the last hour of September 15th and October 15th. So, what's some advice, financial advice you got for us right now?
Well, I still really like Roth IRAs. So many people
remind us what that is.
Well, Roth IRA allows you to accumulate your money in an IRA non-deducted, but all the growth is tax-free.
Right. It's not deductible like a regular IRA where you get a deduction for what you invest. You put it in with after-tax dollars, but when you take it out, it's tax-free.
Totally. And the growth is free and the market.
Now that's, you recommend that for younger people?
Oh, absolutely.
Not so much for old folks.
Even some older folks, it makes some sense because it's tricky. It depends on your finances. I mean, someone who doesn't have any money, old person, not so much. But someone who's got some cash and has looking to put it in the market or do something,
or somebody who's not planning on retiring, even if they're older.
Well, most of the people I know aren't planning on that anymore, Jim. That game has changed totally. In fact, that's a conversation for us to have sometime. I can tell you what's really going on retirement-wise, because it's not what people think at all.
Mm-hmm.
It has changed dramatically.
Well, give us a couple of those thoughts.
Well, here's what I'm finding. First of all, people who have worked their entire life and quit have a tendency to die. It's not a good scenario.
Right.
So they've worked.
Well, I've said for a long time, in my opinion, the definition of retirement is waiting to die.
Exactly. And no offense to Florida, but I was down there last week, and there's a hell of a lot of people waiting to die down there. And you know, I look around and I say, that's not retirement to me. So what's happening is what I've done, and again, we're in a life insurance business. I get a pretty good look at how things work. People who don't have a purpose when they retire have a tendency to check out very soon in life.
That's right. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how much money they have. It's remarkable how accurate that statistic has been, too.
You need to stay vital, don't you, somehow?
You've got to have a purpose. You've got to have something that drives you, some reason to get up in the morning
and
somewhere
to go.
Yeah. Yes. And it's usually not
money. That's my worst fear, is to one day have nothing to do.
Oh, absolutely. It's an awful feeling.
Yeah.
And I have
people. I've never experienced that in my life.
Well, me either. But
since I was in the fourth grade.
Well, it's kind of how I feel. So, you know, it's just one of those things that doesn't relate to me mentally, but I see people come in. So let me give you a great example, Jim.
Yeah.
Guy walks in the office, he and his wife, he is worth about $5 million. He can afford to retire. No questions asked. He's, you know, he makes a very, very good living, very successful person. I asked him on the day that after he retired what he was going to do that day. He had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that is a terrible answer. And he said, what do you mean? I said, you've worked your whole life. You're going to get up. You're going to, what are you going to do? I said, you have to have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I really sent him out of the office. And I said, listen, you have plenty of money to retire. I don't care about that. I have a lot of problems.
Well, come up with a
life
plan for the rest of your life. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like 67 years old. I said, man, you know, statistically, you can be here until your 90s. I said, you better have something going on that keeps you alive. And functioning and vibrant.
Have you told me that you like annuities?
Yes.
Did you tell me that you like annuities?
I do like annuities.
Because the same family I was talking to, I asked them if they'd looked into annuities, and they said they did, and there was something they weren't comfortable with them for some reason.
Well, there's so many different annuities and so many variations that, you know, liking annuities is like saying I like chocolate ice cream. I mean, you can have, it's not much different, so... there's too many varieties, too many variations, and there's too many ways that I don't like some things in annuities, so I'm very, very, very careful and selective what I use because there's too many clauses in certain companies that are offered that I don't like, and they give annuities a very bad name, and it's, you know, almost I find that very offensive.
Right.
So I am really careful.
I need your website, by the way.
GarySirak.com.
SIRAK.com. So check it out.
GarySirak.com.
Gary, the new book, The American Dream Revisited, is going to be out in November, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to launch it on the show, right, in November?
Yes, we are.
And we'll talk about it before launching. Give the audience, can they, it's still too early to pre-order, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit early, but it won't be probably the next time we talk, Jim.
Okay.
We'll probably
so
be ready to go
for
that.
Give us a taste.
Well, it's really a story that took place 40 years ago when I was in college, in a college class, and the teacher that was teaching a class, I went to Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, the teacher was teaching an American literature course about the American dream. And what he did is we would read successful, famous, incredibly great authors, and we'd read their story, and then he would discuss the American dream, pro or con.
Mm-hmm.
And really what happened, Jim, is the course became more of an argument than anything.
Right.
Because he would paint one picture, and it was pretty much three
against
one.
That's a great professor, wasn't it?
Oh, he was outstanding.
Yeah.
He was probably...
I had a professor like that.
Yeah.
He would say something off the wall that was really true, but it offended our young minds. He said, "Look, assume I'm a liar. Prove me wrong. Go to the library. Go to the library. Prove me wrong."
we would sit and argue, and he would just smile. I would look at him, and he was like Cheshire
great.
Cat. He would
gonna,
just be up there.
See,
he
folks,
loved the
argument. You're gonna want the book already, aren't you? Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon,
Jim. You take care. Thank
Gary Sirak, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com at the end of his name. You'll find his website. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.